mean, seriously, y'all, you don't think that the Democrats, the white Democrat leadership, only taught the Somalis how to do daycare fraud, do you? Or home health care fraud? Or home-based care fraud? By the way, yet another story out of Minneapolis, 455 houses so far purchased by Somalis. They're empty, too. They've been getting federal subsidies to care for all kinds of people, drug addicts, people just out of prison, mental health. There's nobody in them. Oops. Headline. This is the good news. Health and Human Services axes, this is from Red State, insane Biden policy that paid daycare centers without verifying attendance. Paid them how much? Oh, $19 billion over 4 years. That's just the daycare centers. That's not the home health care centers. That's not the health transportation services, over 800 of those in Minnesota. Actually, there's 1,400 of them. 800 are run by Somalis. So, I mean, just understand, the $19 billion, that's just the daycare fraud. As we've learned from Nick Shirley's fantastic coverage from Minnesota, there's apparently a booming market of ghost centers that have signage and storefronts, but not much in terms of children. Well, on Monday, Health and Human Services announced it's rescinding the Biden-era rules and rolling back provisions. It's actually a rule that was written by the Biden administration that weakened oversight and increased risk of waste and fraud. Basically, they pay you the money and they don't verify if any kids are there. And they tell all their Democrat friends. And what did I tell you? I told you this last week. I said the same thing. Or before I left for the occasion. What did I say? Democrats didn't just teach the Somalis to do this. They taught everyone to do this. I want to play a little Iranian daycare fraud for you. This is out of California. And this guy, the owner who you're about to hear, who could barely speak English, he's an Iranian immigrant. Not here, clear if he's here legally or not. Rolls up in a Rolls Royce, brand new. He's got a Rolex watch. He's taken $42 million for a daycare that has bars across it. It's business hours. No one's there. Here's the kid reporter on X doing the reporting that the mainstream media would never allow as he confronts this guy. Now, this guy has also donated $4 million to Karen Bass's, she's Democrat mayor, to Karen Bass's campaign. There in California. Take a listen.
We have Iranian daycare centers in California. Over here we have 1412 South Crescent Heights, Creative Children Academy. Nobody has come in or out of this facility in 9 months. Every window is just boarded up, tinted or barred. I think that's Jamshid Rohrabolni.
Jamshid.
Registered owner of this property.
Jamshid.
Where's the money, Jamshid? Where did you get $3.42 million for this one facility?
Where'd you get this car from?
I don't understand. How did you get
the property?
Yeah, did you win the law?
That's assault. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Jamshid. She's all the children, 96 registered children. Where are they?
Where are the children?
In or out. How did you get...
Can you read English? Is this a certificate for daycare center? This is an emblem from California.
That's from the Department of Social Services. That's how you've been getting your grant money for...
It doesn't look like the emblem.
12 entities across the Bay Area.
Okay, just to repeat. So, over the years it's been open, about 6 years, $42 million. Most of it under Joe Biden. No kids. Actual bars across the door, weeds all over the park. There's nobody in the parking lot. Pulls up as he's filming this in a Rolls Royce with a Rolex on his arm. Donated $4 million to Democrat mayoral candidate Karen Bass. Folks, it's everywhere. Again, why? The math. You cannot move 12 million illegal immigrants plus 4 million immigrants on visas. That's 83,000 a month just on the visas, plus the 12 million over 4 years, when you were only creating 60,000 jobs a month on average. Folks, if we get, this year, we gave out 1 million immigrant visas because it's just on autopilot. How many jobs do we need for them? 83,000 a month. How many are we creating? 60 for America and them and everybody. Math don't work. So if you're going to move 20 million new Democrat voters into the country in 4 years, there's no jobs for them. You got to feed them. You got to clue them. You had to put a roof over their heads. Nice gentlemen, we'll work under the table. We don't have that many jobs under the table. We don't need jobs like that. You got to commit fraud. That's what this is. It's a key part of the Democrats' future voter drive. Turning America into a one-party system like China, Couldn't happen without it. That's why they get so damn violent every time they see an ICE agent. They freak. Trinidad Aragua member, not so much. Take over, you know, hotels, apartment complexes from El Paso to Chicago to Cincinnati. They don't care. Those are the voters. Doing coordination with Maduro, don't care. Those are the voters. They teach them how to do it. And folks, let me just end with something here. You know what it takes to get a Democrat to drop, like Tim Walz, to drop out of a governor's race? I can't imagine the crime he's committed. I can't even imagine it. He knows, though. He knows it's over. 2,000 investigators being surged into Minnesota. Immigration and fraud from Department of Homeland Security. Folks. And I got to tell you what. Can we just pause a minute? Because I got to say something about this. This is important. If Elon Musk could not bought Twitter, Tim Walz would be the vice president. No one would have ever heard Trump's message. No one would know much of anything because the FBI was inside Twitter. That's what Musk found out when he bought it. See, the Democrats thought they owned him because he had billions of dollars of government contracts. They thought he'd censor for them. He palled around with Obama. They thought Elon was one of them. Fatal mistake. Elon was not one of them. So Nick Shirley took down some kid with a cell phone, took down Tim Walz in 2 weeks with 140 million views. There is no mainstream outlet right now that can match that. I mean, they could if they put it on X and told the truth, but they would never tell the truth. So that's why it doesn't get the hits that it does. Folks, understand something here, okay? We've never had a tool like X in human history. We've never seen a guy do what Nick Shirley did over Christmas in human history. I mean, even when there was a town crier, he had to watch what he said. The king might off his head. I came up in Democrat newsrooms. I worked for McClatchy. One of my first stories, an illegal immigrant had gone into a terrible car accident. The police were despondent. They had to let him go. I wanted to write about it. My editor killed the story. Well, people might not like Hispanics. Well, no, this isn't about Hispanics. This is about illegals. He didn't care. Gatekeeper function is gone. But if Elon Musk hadn't bought X, you would have never seen the Somali fraud. You wouldn't know a thing about it. Nick Shirley, the kid who broke all that over Christmas, the FBI would have just taken his account and shut it down like they did 10,000 others. Donald Trump would be president. Tim Walz would be prancing around. They'd be robbing you blind and the country would be gone. But we have this one glorious, glorious, glorious chance. Because we've got a tool we've never had before. You know what has to happen, though, folks? Elon Musk's got to survive. Because they know if they can kill him, the board will put another person on there who will censor for them. And it's lights out. That is the thin line we walk every day. And folks, did you see this? Same thing goes with Vance and Trump. It takes all three of them. They have to survive the next 4 years for this to work. Did you see why Vance wasn't at Mar-a-Lago? Watching the Maduro raid, everybody thought he was on the outs or he and Trump are having a falling out. No. They're afraid to put the two of them in the same room because they might be killed. They're calling it continuity. They're keeping Vance somewhere Trump isn't. That's the perilousness of these times. We've never seen that in American history before. You can't have the vice president and president together because they might be killed. Yes. Because of Democrat crime. Too much is at stake. Too much is at stake.